Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy New Year. It's football day in D.C. Redskins, Ravens from Baltimore tonight. Preseason game number one. Many of you probably not big on the preseason. I don't get it. It's real life football, and it matters so much. Not to the regular season record of the Washington Redskins, but because we get 20 of these. Say it with me, we only get 20. The Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are open and mysteriously quiet right now, which is unforgivable. So line them up at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What is your number one reason for tuning into tonight's Redskins-Ravens preseason game? I've seen the ratings after all the preseason games over the last few years. The vast majority of you, whether you are excited or not about tonight's game, will be watching. And I want to know why. What is your reason? Because most of us are going to have that conversation with someone. Maybe it's a buddy at work. Maybe it's the wife at the house. Why do you care? Why are you watching this? This game doesn't matter. It's the third quarter. Who are these guys? They're not going to be on the team. But you're still watching. Why? What's your reason? That's my question at 800-636-1067. I'll get back into that in a minute. I'll read a couple of your tweets as well. Quick thoughts on last night's game between the Texans and the Panthers. I mentioned that I really liked what I saw from Deshaun Watson. It's only a matter of time before his athleticism and upside allows him to take over as their starting quarterback. But Tom Savage had a really clean 9 of 11 performance passing, had pocket awareness that I was a little bit surprised by, stepped up and eluded the rush a couple of times, seemed to have a pretty good rapport with a couple of his better pass catchers, middle of the field. You've already heard what DeAndre Hopkins, who caught two passes from him last night, has said. I mean, he's endorsing Savage to be their starter. So far, so good for him. And it's not like he did anything wrong yesterday, but I think Watson is going to position himself just because he's a higher caliber player and athlete to surpass him at some point this year. The Texans and the Panthers are both in similar positions, though. I find those two divisions to be as fascinating as any in football. If you look at the AFC South, where the Texans are, last year they went 9-7, and they won the division with no chance to win in the playoffs. They don't have a quarterback. Osweiler was terrible. They got outscored by almost 50 points last year, minus 49. Just so that you know, the other teams that won divisions in the AFC, the Patriots, were plus 91 in points. The Steelers were plus 72. The Chiefs were plus 78. The Texans won that division at minus 49. They had the same exact record as the Titans, who were actually a plus 3, but had a tiebreaker and actually got to make the playoffs while the Titans didn't. Tennessee is one of my teams to look out for this year. They drafted Corey Davis from Western Michigan in the first round. He's going to start. Rashard Matthews is going to be an important wide receiver for them. They obviously made other transactions at the receiver position where they spent some money to help out Marcus Mariota. He's throwing the football to Delanie Walker at tight end. Jason Morrow, who they bring over from the Jets, can catch the football. They've got a great running game with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry. I think they're going to be good offensively, and they've been solid on defense for a long time. So the Titans may surpass the Texans if they don't get more out of their quarterback position. In the NFC South, I think the Panthers are actually very good, and I think last year is going to go down as a fluke. They went from 15-1 to 6-10. This year, I think they probably win 9 or 10 games and compete for the playoffs. But in the South, the Saints, who everyone's kind of preaching as this sleeper team, to me is not actually the club you got to look out for. The Falcons, who made the Super Bowl last year at 11 wins, are going to come back to the pack and probably be around 9 or 10. I think the Bucs are legit. Part of this is Hard Knocks recency. Part of this is me getting way too into the Bucs because HBO does such a great job with that show. But that offense is sexy. I mean, they are a Victoria's Secret model at a bikini shoot. DeSean Jackson with his speed. Mike Evans working in the middle of the field with his size. Chris Godwin, who they just drafted in the third round. Adam Humphries in the slot. They are complete and deep at receiver. Jameis Winston entering his third season has a chance to be a superstar at quarterback. I've never loved Doug Martin, but they got enough now at running back with he and Charles Sims and fifth-round pick Jeremy McNichols and Jaquizz Rodgers, who used to play in Atlanta. You don't need any more than that. They've drafted well on their offensive line. They got a second rounder at left tackle, a second rounder at guard. And their defense is outstanding. One of the best linebacking cores in football with Quan Alexander leading the way. Chris Baker signed to that defensive front to go along with Gerald McCoy, who was one of the five best defensive linemen in the game. I think the Bucs could win 11 games. I really do. But last night got me ready for the Redskins tonight. It was a couple teams I didn't care a whole lot about, but as I watched that game, I thought, my boys tomorrow. And it's your boys, so I want to hear from you. Why do you tune in? Nathan in Haymarket, your number one reason to watch tonight is what?
Hey, I'm looking forward to watching the rookie wide receivers try to, you know, push Ryan Grant out and make a name for themselves. And I'm also excited to see the DJ Swain and Jasir Cravens combination. I like those players a lot, and I think they're going to help a lot.
I can't wait to see the safety group. I agree with you. And it's not just those two guys, because I don't know how much they'll be on the field. Cravens at strong and Swearinger at free. But how about the rest of that safety group? Now, there have been injuries with D'Angelo Hall, who's on PUP, Monte Nicholson, the fourth-round pick from Michigan State, coming back to speed. But Will Blackman's had a great camp. This is really his first full offseason with any experience coming into the offseason at safety. We've heard really good things. DeShazer Everett has blown people away with how well he's taken to the safety position at training camp. You heard Chris Russell on the show yesterday saying this undrafted rookie free agent named Fish Smithson is someone that coaches are telling him they really want to watch. Played his college ball at Kansas. The safety position will be intriguing all night long. I think that's a really good call. Let's go to Jay in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Jay, one reason to watch tonight.
I want to see if Ryan Grant lives up to everything they've been saying. So if this is the preseason and Jamison Crowder isn't playing and he's playing a slot, he should dominate. He's been here for four seasons now. He should show something. Like it's so much we'll be able to see. We'll be able to see the safeties. If this is supposed to be the deepest roster we've had, then our second team should dominate the other team's second team. Everybody that all the reporters have been talking about all this time, we actually get to see them right in full go. Like things that you can't really see at camp because it's so mixed up and varies so much.
Jay, thank you for the call. You're the best. You know how this is going to go already. You've seen this movie. Ryan Grant's going to catch six balls tonight for 67 yards, and we're going to be talking tomorrow about the beginning of the rest of his career. September's coming, though. What do they say in your beloved show, Winter is Coming? September is coming. Ryan Grant will eventually fade away into obscurity again, but not yet, not right now. This is his time, baby. He is the homecoming king, and he is showing up at the high school gym for the dance. It's August. It's the Ravens' second corners. He's about to work. He's Rihanna in that song where she's like up against the wall. So much work, work, work. Ryan Grant is about to grind his way to the heart of Jay Gruden again. It's going to happen tonight. AD's in Sterling. What's up, AD?
Hey, what's going on, GT? Let's not say Ryan Grant's name. Maybe he'll just go away. So let's just ban his name.
Here's the problem Jay Gruden's busy doing the Rob Kelly thing where every time he says his name, he acts like it's chocolate cake. Like, oh, man, Ryan Grant,
please.
Man.
No more Ryan Grant. But anyway, I'm watching mainly, obviously, because I'm a Redskins fan, so I'm going to watch regardless. But some of the things that I'm looking for, I think, in preseason, you want to see what type of depth that you have. So I'm kind of looking at the guys that could possibly be pushing starters. You know, I want to see what Fuller can do. Hopefully they'll play him on the outside. So maybe he can give us a reason to put Breland back on the inside on the slot. Guys like Danny's cousin, Chase Roullier, see if he can push Spencer Long. You know, I just want to see some of these rookies dominate, things like that. So you can see where your depth is if anybody goes down. Or maybe we have some surprises come game one with some guys being supplanted as starters.
Fuller's actually a really good answer. I gave three things I'm watching for tonight to start the show. That was the fourth that I hadn't gotten to is Kendall Fuller had a really disappointing year for me last season. And I think he's better than the player he showed. I liked him a lot at Virginia Tech. I understand the injury history. I think he's healthier and he's going to be a different guy. Tonight's his first chance to prove and show that. And to make people who do believe in him look smart. But he's important all of a sudden to this secondary. Because Fabian Moreau, until he's healthy, can't push Bashaud Breland. And if he struggles again this year, you need someone to step up and help you out. You got to be three deep in this division. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall both added. Corner is vital for this team. 800-636-1067. I'm going to get to your calls on your number one reason to watch Redskins-Ravens tonight. Also next, I want to discuss the greatness that has been Gio Gonzalez this season out of nowhere and talk about some of the other Nats who have been very pleasant surprises this season. Next on Grant and Danny right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.